violation of the greatest command would reflect the greatest sin. Mm-hmm. And so the sin that gives birth to all other sin is the sin of not loving God as we should, as we've been commanded.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, this podcast seeks to answer questions about faith, doctrine, practice, Bible verses, and even cultural issues. And we'd love for you to join the conversation. So if you're watching from YouTube, just leave us a comment below the video and we'll get to that. Or you can submit a question at our website, and the address is straighttruth.net. Now at our website, you can find links to all of our social media channels as well as previous episodes. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Okay, Pastor, our next question for this episode has to do with kind of like a hierarchy of sin. We get indications of this in the New Testament especially. And the question is, does God view all kinds of sin the same, or does he regard some sins as worse than others? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking in particular of at the crucifixion, and there's this indication Jesus says, I think even to Pilate, that the one who handed him over is guilty of a greater sin than even Pilate himself. And it seems to be that there's kind of like these levels of sin. So that's the question. What would you say in response?
Yeah, I think there are indications that that is true. All sin is equal in the sense that all sin is damnable. All sin is equal in the sense that all of it comes short of God's glory. All of it is worthy of God's wrath. Hmm. So in that sense, it's all the same. But where it differs is in terms of its weightiness, in terms of its repercussions in the human realm. There are differences that exist there. So I'm thinking about Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, which says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guide, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." So here they are, you know, professing to care about obedience to the law down to such a degree that they're tithing off of the herbs in their garden. And yet, by means of their attitudes and words and actions, they are denying mercy and justice, things of that nature. So our Lord describes those things as the weightier matters. The weightier matters. Which is more important, that I tithe on mint and dill, or that I treat you in a way that honors God? Which is weightier? Which has more impact, more effect, the greater repercussions in the human realm? So if you think about, you know, sins and how they reverberate out in their effects, there are things that are weightier than others. Think about the issue of adultery. Mm. Our Lord makes clear that if a man looks upon a woman with lust in his heart, it's as if he's committed adultery with her already. And since in the terms of guiltiness before God, right, could this damn a person? You're guilty of adultery by means of unfaithfulness in your mind. Mm. But no one in their right mind would argue that the immediate repercussions of that equal committing physical adultery with another woman. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a difference. So are there some sins greater than others? Yes. In terms of the repercussions in the human realm, especially, there are differences there. Our Lord even indicated that you can think of a greatest commandment. Mm-hmm. So what is the greatest commandment found in the law of God? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So if you were to look at sin in terms of its root and try to get to the very bottom of it, my mind would say that the violation of the greatest command would reflect the greatest sin. Mm. And so the sin that gives birth to all other sin is the sin of not loving God as we should, as we've been commanded. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You can summarize all of God's law in those two commands. You can summarize the Ten Commandments in those two ways. And so when I think about not loving God as I should, and I think about mistreating people, now I've gotten to the core, to the root of the sinfulness of sin in terms of its effects. Mm-hmm. So in terms of its worthiness to be damned, all sin deserves to be damned. If you think about gradations in the realm of eternal punishment, because there's some indication of that in the New Testament as well. Mm. When you think about the weightiness of what I've been exposed to, therefore I'm responsible for. So the more light I've been given, the more I'm responsible before God. All of that leads to gradation in terms of punishment. In that sense, there are differences as well.
Okay, so you're saying then that the person who goes to hell may experience a different sort of punishment based on the kinds of sins they were involved in versus another. Now we do get that. I can think of that, of course, with rewards that are offered to those who have faith in Christ and receive eternal reward. There are gradations of rewards, it seems to be, that the apostles are saying. But you're saying the same thing, and the inverse.
I think there are indications of that, yes. I mean, when our Lord, you know, says to Chorazin and Bethsaida that, if Sodom and Gomorrah had heard what you heard, they would have repented long ago. And he indicates a greater judgment for those cities because of what they had been exposed to. So I think there are indications that just like there are levels of reward that belong to people who have been graciously, mercifully saved. So there will be justice in the end that people will experience in their everlasting punishment that involves differences.
And I just was thinking, Jesus kind of does this in the Sermon on the Mount when he talks about the log and the speck.
Yeah.
It's essentially thinking about two types of sins, right? And there's one that is less so than the greater one, maybe the log.
Yeah, in that teaching, there does seem to be a guy, you know, with a big old log sticking out of his eye, and he's trying to remove a splinter out of somebody else's. Some of that has to do with matter of perspective, but I think our Lord is indicating that it's possible for us to be guilty of very serious things and obsessing over smaller things in the lives of other people.
I like how the Old Testament speaks to this. I was thinking of two instances. In the book of Numbers, it talks about sins with a high hand.
Right.
Which are obviously greater sins. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yes.
And so maybe your illustration about adultery in the heart versus the actual action, there's a sin of the high hand, which is clearly...
Well, there are differences, Josh, and that's a great point you just make. I mean, there are sins that we commit sort of without forethought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still guilty.
Hidden faults. David mentioned
there are hidden faults, but I'm even thinking about sins where you're overcome in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Versus sins that people commit that they give great forethought to. I mean, there's planning involved.
Hmm.
You know, we think about high-handed sins. I mean, sins where I know long in advance that what I'm about to do violates the Word of God and will bring great offense in the world with respect to the name of Christ and the gospel and the church. And yet men plunge headlong into those sins.
Mm-hmm.
They make plans for it. They rearrange schedules for it, all sorts of things to accomplish their sin.
Mm-hmm.
Surely there's a difference between that and someone caught in a moment.
Right.
And, you know, someone speaks to you the wrong way and you react. Are you still responsible for the way you react? You are.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still sin when you return evil for evil? It is, but it's still different than that person who, with great forethought, plans out what they're going to do in advance and commits sin.
Yeah, like premeditated
sin. Yeah, premeditated sin.
David says presumptuous fault. He's asking God to keep him from presumptuous sins, right? These
deliberate
types of sins, too, not just the premeditated ones. That's very helpful.
Thank you, John.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to share this episode with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is just by going to one of our social media channels and liking and subscribing to our videos there. Now, we'd love to spread the word about Straight Truth. And the easiest way to do that is by going to the Apple Podcast link and leaving us a 5-star review. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.